I do not remember exactly where I first heard it, but I know that I already knew it well by the time I saw it in the movie Little Buddha, where it also appeared. As the story goes, before the Buddha became the enlightened one, he tried many paths to get there. And having been born to a wealthy aristocratic family, one of the things he tried was to follow the way of the ascetics. He took on a very severe lifestyle of abstinence from all things that brought pleasure, eating and drinking almost nothing, and living only on what he would receive from begging. After some years of living like this, he was close to dying. He was starving to death, and he was becoming sick and somewhat delirious. And he would have died, except that he saw a man tuning a lute. And when the man began to play, the Buddha had a revelation. If the string is too loose, it will not play. And if it is too tight, it snaps. Buddhism is based upon the middle way of not too little and not too much. And there is so much wisdom in that. It is the essential teaching also of Taoism, which is no surprise because it is also the essential teaching of nature. Now, we all know if we find ourselves with too little to do, too little to engage us, we can become bored and self-absorbed. And this leads to badness. Idle hands are the devil's workshop, they used to say. And this may sound silly to us now, but just think of the last time you left your child or pet alone with too much time and too little to do. The results are often less than desirable. This is our brain protecting itself because boredom is awfully bad for it. Animal care professionals in zoos understand that animals must be given adequate stimulation or else literally many animals will just sicken and die. Babies and children that are provided too little stimulation fail to develop properly. Solitary confinement is often used as a form of punishment for incarcerated people. And if it is continued for too long, it is considered a form of psychological torture. If the string is too loose, it will not play. Now, many years ago, I was working at a job for 60 hours a week and going to school at night as well. And plus, I was going through some extremely significant life changes. I was in the process of coming out as a lesbian. I decided to play my guitar to relax. So I got up my guitar and I started to tune it, using a pitch pipe for each string. However, I was way too tired and way too stressed. And because I was not paying attention, I tried to tune one of the strings to the wrong pipe. All at once, the string snapped and then whipped around and hit me in the cheek, drawing blood. It could have been much worse. It could have hit me in the eye. So the lesson I took away from that was my string, my personal string, was too tight. I was trying to do way too much while I was trying to process this really heavy emotional stuff. And if my string should snap, it could be very damaging to me. But the other part of that lesson came about after some time of reflection. You see, there are 6 strings on a guitar and they're all different. They all play different notes. they all vibrate at a different frequency. And they're all meant to. They are designed to. And they all have their own job to do on the guitar. Now, I suppose an instrument with six strings all exactly the same is possible, but it wouldn't be a guitar. The joy of a guitar is in the differences in the strings, all working in harmony. Now think of a symphony orchestra and all the different instruments and all the strings, all different, each tuned to their own frequency. Together, they can create the most beautiful music. But there is another kind of string. More of a strand. You see, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, or where you are watching me from, you are in relationship with me. The very fact that you are listening to me right now means that you and I have a relationship. And we can think of that relationship as a kind of invisible strand stretching between us, like the string of a lute or a guitar. If it is too loose, it will not play. If I was just sitting here on Zoom and not doing or saying anything, you'd probably get bored and go do something else. But I am talking and you are listening. And I am trying to make what I'm saying interesting. So you are engaged, hopefully. I have turned the peg on the guitar a bit. Hopefully you are thinking, now, where is she going with this guitar metaphor? I have increased the tension just a little bit, and the string is now playing. I could turn it a bit more. I could talk about something that you specifically are interested in, and that would tighten it just a little bit more. I could talk about something controversial, and that would tighten it a little more. I could challenge you. I could say something that you do not agree with, and that tightens it even more. And I could say something that really makes you mad, so very mad that you want to tell me so later. You're going to really give me a piece of your mind. Now I've really tightened that string. But just like that string on my guitar, I can only do that so much. And if you get angry enough at me, you might say, that's it. I'm not listening to this nonsense any longer. And just turn off Zoom or Facebook or whatever you're watching me on. The string would have snapped. I don't want to do that. I want to keep you engaged. I want to keep this conversation going, keep the relationship playing, hopefully contributing to the great symphony of relationships in the world. So now let's take it a step further. Let's now think about a spider's web. Think of yourself as the hub of a spider's web. And each relationship you have is a strand leading out from you to that other person which you have a relationship with. One of those strands is me, because we do in fact have a relationship. But you have all these other relationships as well, with your family, your friends, your coworkers, the congregants at church. You also have relationships with people you may never have met and never, maybe never will meet. She probably doesn't know it, but Rachel Maddow and I have a relationship. we have some relationship strands with people we will never meet. For example, think of any TV show you really like. You watch every episode. Those folks are part of your life and you are a part of theirs. You help pay their bills. And most of them, I'm sure, appreciate that. Now think again about that spider's web. The strands do not just go out from the hub to some other point. There are also strands connecting the strands. There are relationships connecting the relationships. So members of the congregation have a relationship with each other, whether they meet each other or not. Your relationship with the rest of the congregation means that you also have a relationship with all of the members. That's why you choose one church over another, because you are choosing that relationship. And I'm in a relationship with all the people who like Rachel Maddow. Don't believe me? Just say her name in a public place and watch how many people look up. But in this metaphor, the relationship is neither positive nor negative. The only thing that matters is the emotional engagement, the tension of the string. An adversarial relationship is a relationship too. And often that relationship is of the wound very tight kind. In these days of online communication, we have developed something called cancel culture. Now, back in the old days, people would be exiled or banished from their home or their communities. And often people would die from this. But in these days of social media, what we do instead is just delete and block them. The string is officially too tight. It has snapped. Easy, right? Somebody says something you don't like, something that offends you, just delete and block. Snap. You never have to deal with them again. Except this is just an illusion. Remember those strands between strands? They are still in a relationship with someone that you are in a relationship with, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. It does not really go away. So let's say you're a sports fan and you really like the Patriots. Because of those strands between strands, you're in a relationship with all of the other Patriot fans. You may not realize it, but you are. That's what makes the Super Bowl so much fun. However, if the Patriots are playing the Rams, you're now in the relationship, in a relationship with the Rams as well. And remember, the relationship is neither positive nor negative. And the relationship to the Rams, the string connecting you, may be wound very, very tight because it's adversarial. That's why people enjoy sports. Wow, your web of relationship is getting big, isn't it? Now, think about this. This is when it gets really interesting. If you are an American, or even just living in the US, whether you're a citizen or not, you are in a relationship with every single other person living in the US. Yes, that's a scary thought, isn't it? The reason that is that those strands between strands, the reason we are in a relationship, the reason is we are all in a relationship with our elected officials and our government. Yes, our mayor, our governor, our senators, our congress people, the vice president and the president. So to those folks who say, well, I'm just not a political person, or I don't do politics. Yes, you do. You have a relationship with those people because what they do affects you and what you do affects them. You are a part of this great, vast relationship web. And it doesn't matter whether you are a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or Green. It doesn't matter if you are for or against them. You are in a relationship. And if that relationship snaps, it does not really go away because you are still in relationship with other people who are in relationship. You cannot just delete and block. It doesn't really work that way. So last Wednesday, we saw something awful occur. We saw an angry armed mob storm the Capitol building while people inside were in the process of certifying the 2020 election. The goal was to stop the certification. They failed. But at least 5 people died in the process. Were you surprised? I was not. Do you know why? Because I do not delete and block. I have maintained my relationships with people who I profoundly disagree with. And no, I have not been unfaithful to my beliefs or opinions regarding race, gender, or marriage equality. I just have not deleted and blocked. And I don't very often engage in arguments over these things on the internet either. I just live my best life and share that life with others. And yeah, they see me marrying my partner of 27 years, the love of my life, and they see she's a woman. And they see that I'm happy as all get out because I really do not care if they do think that it's gross or an abomination. I just really do not let that bother me. And I do not delete and block. And I do not avoid the news. However, if the string is too tight, it will snap. So sometimes I do have to take a little break, go do something else, play some relaxing music or some World of Warcraft. But I do not sever, nor do I try to sever the relationship. Because for one thing, I know it doesn't work. We will still be in relationship no matter which buttons I click on my keyboard. But more importantly, I've been watching them talk about planning something big. I didn't know any details, but I wasn't surprised at all when the rioters showed up and started busting in. I was surprised that they were able to get in. That did surprise me. I couldn't figure out why everyone didn't know that this was a possibility. I still don't. Maybe just no one could believe it, or maybe no one was paying attention, or maybe anyone who didn't agree with them just deleted and blocked them. They already spend a lot of time on Parler and MeWe, and I'm sure a lot of stuff goes on there that I never see, but still, what I did see, I was not surprised. So here's my question. What if we keep doing that? If the various strings keep getting tighter and tighter and tighter until they all just snap? What if a third of our country says, we just can't live in your world any longer. And we delete you, we block you. And we say the same thing. Does that mean the string has snapped? Yes, it does. When the string is too tight, it snaps. And once a string is snapped, it is extremely hard to put it back together. But once that happens, it will not be a case of we will never, ever have to deal with each other again. It will just mean that our individual relationships are broken. We will still be in relationship. A very, very adversarial one, one that is awfully hard to repair. Our relationship to one another will only be in relation to their relation to one another. And we will lose all hope of seeing each other as people and will only be able to relate to one another based on our ideologies. The people behind this need to be held responsible, and this must stop. We cannot have our most sacred institutions violated in this way. We are at a very dangerous junction in this country. Almost all of our strings are very, very tight indeed. And if we don't stop cranking those pegs on our guitars, if we don't find a way to loosen up those strings just a little bit, well, a string that is too loose will not play, but a string that is snapped may never play again.